is a wonderful day for you. This is the day the Lord has made, you know, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You say, well, I don't have much to rejoice about. But you know what the Bible says? He meets those who rejoice. So you want God to meet you in this day, start rejoicing in Him. You know, your circumstances can be bad. You can have some bad attitudes, but start rejoicing in the Lord because He can make this the best day of your life. And I'm so glad you're watching today because I have a special scripture just for you, and you will just love it. And this is Isaiah 32:15. Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest. That's prosperity, and that's levels of prosperity. God doesn't just want you barely getting along. He says when the Spirit is poured out, oh, it becomes a field, and then it can become a forest. So put your faith in the Spirit of the Lord to lead you today that you might be fruitful and multiply. You say, well, that hits me where I live because I have so many needs. Well, then call us and get prayer because we have the most wonderful people who will pray with you, not counsel you, and they're just waiting for your call. Sarah, tell what we are doing in this series.
Right. Mom, I'm really excited because we're talking about the names of God. And sometimes, you know, you hear God, and everybody's like, well, you know, God. And it has different meanings to different people. But it's interesting because throughout the Bible, especially the Old Testament, God presents Himself with different names. Now, I think that when you think about you and Dad, does Dad have like a little pet name for you?
Oh, yeah.
He does?
Yeah. I know yours is Boogie Bear.
Yeah.
But he called me lots of pet names.
Yeah.
You know, that I was his sweetheart, that
yep.
I was his buttercup.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do that. The more
right.
you know somebody,
right.
you know, you kind of make these like little pet names. And I don't want to say that the names of God are pet names, but it certainly helps you understand who God is and
right.
His character and
right.
and kind of unraveling or kind of exposing, revealing, looking, opening the door and saying, ooh, I didn't know that was you. Oh, and that's you. Oh, and that's you. You know, it's interesting because like Reese, he's known me as his wife. He knew me initially as his friend. Then he knew me as his wife. Now he knows me as the mother of his children, you know, and someday, you know, grandchildren. And we know each other in human ways on different levels, you know, be that
right.
a work person or, you know, a family member, whatever. But it's interesting with God, there's so many facets to who God is that once you start looking at God and how He expresses Himself, you just start to get absolutely giddy. I mean, really, because He just takes your breath away on who He is and how He is so deeply engaged with our life, Mom. He's not God as far as remote and elusive and out there religion, you know, and I'm going to get you. But He's relationship. Oh, my goodness, He's relationship.
He is. And this Jehovah, and that was our program
mm-hmm.
right before, but in today, we're going to take Jehovah and start looking at the compound
mm-hmm.
because Jehovah really means the ever-revealing one.
Mm.
He reveals Himself. So what is He revealing Himself as? Well, the first compound name is in Genesis 22.
Mm-hmm.
And He said, I'm the revealing one, Jireh.
Mm-hmm.
I am your provider.
Mm-hmm.
I reveal Myself to you
mm-hmm.
as your provider.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe today you're in just such financial distress. Call us for prayer. I'm just breaking in here because I not only want you to hear and see, I want you to get prayer because that can really change it. So call us quickly. Now, when you see how this is birthed,
mm-hmm.
it really helps you understand the name
mm-hmm.
because Abraham is the one God revealed this to. And Abraham has waited a long time to have a son. He's 100 years old, you know, when finally Isaac comes.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah's 90. I mean, this big, big thing. But then when Isaac is about 20 years old, it said that God tested Abraham. This is all in Genesis 22. Well, what does it mean He tested him? Does He want to find out what's in Abraham? No, He wants Abraham to find out what's in him.
Right.
So He's testing
mm-hmm.
you. You are in a, what can I say, a trial or
mm-hmm.
something. so that God can reveal himself and just show up and show off mm-hmm. as your provision. Mm-hmm. So he tells Abraham, I want you to take your son, your only son, mm-hmm. I want you to go to Mount Moriah. And he indicates to him that he wants him as a sacrifice. Now, Abraham could have said, hey, wait a minute. You know, I'm 120 probably now, and I only have one, and that mm-hmm. came as a miracle. I was 100 years old. But he obeyed God. He walked by faith. And I believe as you hear these names, it helps your faith to rise in God as to what he has for you. And especially when you see the environment of it is so interesting. So what does Abraham do? He said, okay, I'll bring my son. I'll bring the knife. I'll bring the wood. And I'll offer him as a sacrifice. And I'll do it on Mount Moriah. So they start toward Mount Moriah. And it said, I love this about Abraham. It said, he lifted up his eyes. So when you're in these tremendous trials, you know, you're so needy, lift up your eyes. No, you don't see the provision here. Maybe your husband's not making enough, or your wife isn't, or your children have done dumb things, and maybe you've just done stupid things. Lift up your eyes to the Lord. Of course, you can call us for prayer, but keep your eyes on the Lord. He can do anything, and he's going to reveal himself. So he lifted up his eyes, and it takes them 3 days to get to Mount Moriah. And then Isaac says to his father, where is the sacrifice? And he says, God will provide himself a sacrifice. So what is he saying? God will provide. So he put his faith in Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides. So they're going along, and then he tells the servants, he leaves them behind and just mm-hmm. takes Isaac, the wood, you know, what he's going to do with the sacrifice. And he said, I and the lad will come back. What is he believing? God is going to tell him to sacrifice his son, and he is believing in resurrection. This is very exciting. There hasn't been one. You believe in it because you already know about Jesus, but there hasn't been one. Who is the first person on the earth to believe in resurrection? It was Abraham, and he got hold of the Lord being a provider so strong that he could raise the dead. I love this. And maybe today you say, there is no way I can come through this problem. I cannot. I'm going to lose my house, my car, everything. I don't know how to come through this problem. But lift up your eyes. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is revealing himself to you as your provider. This is a good time for you to call. And just let us pray with you, not counsel you, and lift up your eyes with our prayer people to what God can do in your situation and bring a miracle. So he takes Isaac, takes him up on Moriah, a high mountain. He builds an altar and lays Isaac on the altar, ties him with cords down, and he is getting ready to take his life. He has the knife to do it with. He's obeying God, but he's believing in a Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. And I always say this about God, Sarah. He's so last minute, you know. Mm-hmm. You think, well, why didn't you tell him while he's going up the mountain? But then that wouldn't be faith in such a one who loves us so much mm-hmm. that he wants to meet our every need, whatever it might be. So an angel speaks to him, listen to me closely, and says, lift up your eyes. What? 3 times he tells Abraham, lift up your eyes. And he lifts up his eyes and he sees a ram caught in the thicket. So he substitutes, puts the ram on the altar, takes Isaac off, and offers the sacrifice. But he learned something that really all through his life, he learned that the Lord is his provider. That's a big lesson to learn. Don't you agree?
It's a huge lesson. And it's interesting, Mom, because Jehovah Jireh can also mean the God who sees.
Yes.
And it's interesting. And I think what I love about this is when you think of provision, provider, it means to see forward, to see ahead. Mm-hmm. And God knows when you get, he sees ahead what you're going to need at that exact time. And oftentimes with God, I don't find that he gives it to you ahead of time, you know, but oftentimes it's at the moment when you need it, he provides it. He's the one who sees ahead and has the provision, has the whatever you need, the resource there to meet the need when you need it. Not always before, but when you need it. And so God is our provider. And if you're struggling in your life right now with God being your provider, please get on the phone, call right now, or visit our website, leave a prayer request there. And remember, in all these names of God, you can get a download, you can get the free resource on our website that gives you a brief outline to help you understand who God is. So this is a great resource for you to have that you can kind of refer back to, a handy reference guide, if you will, that'll help you understand who God is in your life. And Mom, we're going to continue to talk about Jehovah Jireh, the God, our provider, in our next segment and see some really practical ways that God does provide for us.
True. And Sarah, you know, I do think it's often last minute to us. It's last minute because I was going to Pakistan and I didn't have enough money. Mm-hmm. And God at the last minute in Indonesia had a man who said, how much do you lack? Mm-hmm. And gave me $30,000. Oh, and that was exactly what I needed. What? And I'm on the way to Pakistan. And that's when God met me in such a special way. You cannot miss this next section. It really gets exciting. And you're going to see Jesus as your provider. And we need him so much.
Did you know that God has 19 names? Each of his names reveals something new and exciting about God's character that can minister specifically to your needs. In her special CD set, The Names of God, Marilyn teaches each of God's individual names and what they reveal about him. Develop a deeper intimacy with God as he reveals himself to you through his many names. This CD set can be yours for a gift of any amount. Also, for your gift of $30, we will send you both the CD set and The Names of God book. Marilyn's practical teaching on the 19 different names of God will whet your appetite to pursue fully God's love and purpose for your life. As a special offer to you for your gift of $90 or more, we will send you both the CD set and book, as well as our Names of God Afghan, to help you develop a stronger relationship with him. Let Marilyn show you how to see all of his wonderful gifts for you through each one of his names. Call or click.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
When we talk about the names of God, I'm telling you, as you begin to unfold each one and unlock each one, it's amazing. And what's so amazing is that you get to see God moving in your daily life. And I want to encourage you, we have some fantastic resources for you. One is a CD series called The Names of God, and the other is our book called The Names of God Book. And what we're doing here is just kind of an intro, a brief overview. But in both the book as well as the CDs, we go in more detail and more depth to help you really see who God is. So I encourage you, get on the phone, get on the website, get these right now, get them today, because they'll be not only a great resource for you, but I would encourage you, all of us chicks, we like our book clubs, right? So let's do this in a book club, because what you'll see as other people go through this with you, you'll see how God is revealed to them. And then it makes you aware, oh, and that's God working in my life as well. And mom, we have this totally cool Afghan, which I love.
Yeah.
All the names of God here in Jehovah Jireh, which we're doing today, is right here. And you can wrap up yourself in the names of God. How great is that?
I agree. That is awesome. I want to just kind of open the book here for a moment and talk about the table of contents, because I think sometimes if people have been Christians very long, they think, well, I know all the names of God. But let's just see if you really do. Do you know who El Elyon is? That's a wonderful provision to you. Do you know who Jehovah Tzabaoth is? You say, no, I don't think so. Do you know who Jehovah Elohe is? I mean, these special names are provisions. And we put faith in these names. They're the Word of God. And what can happen? That's why I love this book. I have a friend who was lost in the mountains, and he had this book with him. And believe me, he was frightened because there are bears and, you know. And so he said, I just prayed those names all night long. So this can be like a prayer book, too, because you pray the provision. So I really encourage you to call in and get it, and get several. Get them for other people, too. Now, let's just look at this very special revelation, because Jesus himself referred to this revelation. When Abraham lifts up his eyes, and that's a very big thing, he sees a ram caught in the thicket. An angel says to him, lift up your eyes. So he sees God's provision, releases Isaac, and puts the ram there for the sacrifice. And he said, this is Jehovah Jireh. And you brought out, this is the God who sees ahead and makes the provision, has the provision for when we get there. I always think, God, where are you? Are you late? He's not late. He knew before you were born you would need this, and he has a provision for you. So that's very key to us. It takes us into another place of faith. That is just awesome. So he called him the Lord, my provider, Jehovah Jireh. But then he makes a very special statement. He said, on this mount, it will be seen. What do you mean on this mount? It will be seen, future. Because Abraham, in lifting up his eyes, saw that Jesus, the Son of God, would die for our sins on Mount Moriah. It's a whole grouping of mountains, and Calvary is on one of those mountains. Oh, is that awesome that when he walked out in faith, he not only had his son, saw God could provide, but he saw the future, the Savior of the world, who would take away our sins, who would give us eternal life, who would meet every challenge in our lives and take us to heaven if we would receive him. So this became very important. So all through the Bible, you know, you're going to see the names of God, and special books have special emphasis on names. But Jesus said, I love this, Abraham saw my day and rejoiced in it. He said, Abraham saw that I would be the ram, the Lamb of God, that would give my life the sacrifice for sin of the world. He said, Abraham saw it. And he rejoiced in it. Abraham saw it, lifting up his eyes. What can we see if we get our eyes off the problems and get our eyes on him? Maybe today you just need some prayer to help you to get your eyes on Jesus, for maybe you're losing your house, or maybe you need a car, or maybe you need a job, or you need some raises, or you need some creative ideas in your business. Call us for prayer. This is a very key time. Very key time for you, because what are you doing? When you call in, you're lifting up your eyes that God will provide, and you're getting someone to pray with you in agreement for that. Because remember, all of this had to do with Abraham's faith. You say, how do you know it's just faith so strong? Because if you read Hebrews 11, one of my favorite chapters in the whole Bible, it says that Abraham received Isaac back as a figure by faith. He walked up there by faith that if he killed him, God would raise him from the dead. He believed in resurrection before there was one. And so that's very key that this man lived, walked in faith, and spoke his faith. So it's one thing to see it, know it's in the Bible, Jehovah Jireh is for you, but it's another thing to say it. I and the lad will come back. You know, we're going up to worship. The statements that he made, and then God took him into the highest level of faith, which is to receive Jesus. Mm. And I tell you, it's one of the most exciting names. When we study all these names, it's one of the most exciting names of all. And you need to get it. We have the CDs on it, which is more in depth. And we have the book with the names of God, which has all the names we don't even have time to teach on, but you'll see his wonderful provisions. And what is this?
This is our really cool Afghan mom. Wrap yourself up in the names of God and just snuggle into his presence.
Yes, and it has them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, they may be sick today.
Yep.
There's Jehovah Rohi,
the Lord my healer.
Right.
The Lord my help, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider. So it's not only the names, but also tells you what the name means.
And that's key.
Yeah.
That's key, because we've got to put our faith into that. Now, let's just think about people in faith for just a moment. You know, when I read the list of people in faith, do you know Samson is in there? I think, God, don't you know he was a fornicator? Don't you know he did some real stupid things and turned away from you? But God said, I don't remember the bad things he did. I remember his faith. And I don't remember the bad things about you. I remember your faith. And so putting faith, seeing the Hebrews 11 people who blew it and are in the Hall of Fame of faith, it is amazing. So I think sometimes we say, well, I'm not worthy. You know, you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus if you've invited Jesus into your heart. And let me tell you something else. You're his beloved. You are his beloved. Sarah taught that so beautifully, how much he loves us with his name, Elohim and Jehovah. So these ever-revealing ones are so important to you. And if you're feeling so down on yourself today, please call. Let us pray with you. We don't counsel. But I know God answers prayer, and I know God remembers your faith. And when you repent of your sins, he doesn't remember them. He puts them in the sea of forgetfulness. Why are you remembering them? Because the devil brings them to your mind.
That's right. And Mom, I would just want to encourage each of our viewers, grab an Afghan, grab a book, grab our CDs here. I'm telling you, these will be hugely helpful for you. You know, one thing I like about the CDs is I'll listen to CDs in the car. And of course, you know, I'm driving my kids everywhere, soccer practice, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And they get to listen to it when I listen to it. So it's like a double whammy. They get to hear names of God. They get to hear we did some good stuff on faith, good stuff on leadership. And then it kind of raises who they are and what they know of God as well. So grab these, put them in your car. Make sure you grab the Names of God book. Use them for your book club. Get the Afghan, and remember, get the download from free resources on our website. Get the download there, because that will be hugely helpful. A quick, handy study reference guide to help you see God, recognize God moving in your life, because he is. And the reason God is continually moving in your life strictly is because he loves you. He cares for you. He has a great plan for you. And if you are in a difficult time right now, of course, we want to pray for you. Get on the phone. Call us and let us know how we can pray. Get on the website, leave your prayer request. But beyond anything, you need to know that God loves you, and who he is revealed through his names, and he has great hope and plans and future.
Did you know that God has 19 names? Each of his names reveals something new and exciting about God's character that can minister specifically to your needs. In her special CD set, The Names of God, Marilyn teaches each of God's individual names and what they reveal about him. Develop a deeper intimacy with God as he reveals himself to you through his many names. This CD set can be yours for a gift of any amount. Also, for your gift of $30, we will send you both the CD set and The Names of God book. Marilyn's practical teaching on the 19 different names of God will whet your appetite to pursue fully God's love and purpose for your life. As a special offer to you for your gift of $90 or more, we will send you both the CD set and book, as well as our Names of God Afghan, to help you develop a stronger relationship with Him. Let Marilyn show you how to see all of His wonderful gifts for you through each one of His names. Call or click.
In parts of Asia, babies and toddlers growing up in the sex industry do not have safe childhoods. Instead, they are left on the streets, abused and neglected while their mothers work. They have nowhere safe to go. You can change this. NightCare provides a safe place for these babies and toddlers where they are loved and cared for. Every night at the center, they are given a nutritious meal, toys to play with, and a safe place to sleep. Help us provide safe childhoods for these babies and toddlers. Help us protect babies and toddlers from the horrors of the sex industry. $38 protects one baby for 1 month. Donate now by calling 800-627-1995.
We all need additional finances. Isn't that true? I think every one of us, if we sat down and really looked at it, would say, oh, I need help in this area. I need help in that area. But I want to tell you about how to begin a miracle. When I look in the Bible, I see that people did something in the natural before God did something in the supernatural. You say, well, what are you talking about? Well, remember at the Red Sea, God told Moses, lift your rod. Then the Red Sea opened. But until he lifted his rod, the Red Sea didn't open. You say, well, that isn't in the New Testament. Oh, yes, there is. Remember the first miracle Jesus did? They did something in the natural before supernatural came. And what they did is they filled the water pots with water. And then when they drew it out, it was a miracle. It was wine. And so I'm going to ask you to do something in the natural that will absolutely bring faith in the supernatural. You can go through your Bible and trust me and look at all the miracles. Almost all of them are preceded by an act in the natural. I'm going to ask you to sow a seed in Marilyn Hickey Ministries because that will be an act in the natural, I believe, that will release supernatural finances for you. So I want you to call in right now and just say, I need a miracle in my finances, and I'm sowing a seed today in faith. I am performing in the natural, which God uses to bring the supernatural. So tell on the phone how much you're believing for. You know, what are you believing for? A raise? How much? Believe for something in particular and receive something in particular.